would change Medicaid from a fee-for-service to a payment to private entities on a per-member, per-month level that would allow them to manage the care of individuals under Medicaid. It's one of the few ways most of the Medicaid in the state, in the United States and other states, is under a managed care system. It's been one of the few ways shown to control costs in the Medicaid system. And actually what our proposal says is that we allow both provider-led entities, what are being referred to as ACOs, and managed care entities, which are generally insurance companies, to both bid across the state to provide those services for populations.
Do you believe that if the system was to be reformed, that Medicaid expansion could then be on the table?
I think Medicaid, the biggest barrier to Medicaid expansion being on the table has been the inflexibility of the federal government. Their requirement right now is that the only expansion they're accepting on Medicaid at the new funding levels are that you cover the entire population under 138% of the federal poverty level. We already have individuals from 100 to 138% of the federal poverty that are covered on the exchange, which for providers, the community, and for a transition is the best position for those individuals to be on. And we have no ability to craft a particular solution that would fit North Carolina's needs.
What about these reports now? We see competing reports, obviously, but there are some that would say an additional 400,000 to 500,000 people would get covered if Medicaid was expanded. Those are a lot of people that would then get coverage. So what is the reason for not just going ahead and doing that?
Well, Medicaid is a large program in the state of North Carolina now. We have almost 2 million people, about one-fifth of the population, already covered under Medicaid. In any given year, about 55 to 60% of the births in North Carolina are covered under Medicaid. So it's a large coverage system in North Carolina as well. And the biggest barrier is to take expansions of 400,000 or more individuals onto Medicaid is the ultimate cost to the state. The federal government comes in for a few years and offers 100% of the cost of services, but will only cover 50% of the cost attributed to administration for those individuals. It also doesn't cover any individual that now qualifies that it determines was previously eligible, and then over time reduces that match level down until 2020. It drops to they're only covering 90% of services, and then there is no indication in the federal law what that match would be afterwards. But we have an obligation to continue that care both legally and to the individuals we provided service.
Do you worry that there would just be no extension or anything like that post 2020 or whenever that runs out?
Right now, the current match for Medicaid system is a 2-to-1 match, so right at about 65% actually is federal money, 35% is state money. I do not envision that the federal government would continue a system to where it would pay 65% of the cost of match for the sickest individuals, those with disabilities, the age blind, disabled, and pregnant women, but would now pick up and continue at a 90% match for the healthiest individuals it defined as the working individuals who were just under the federal poverty level.
Do you think this is something that I'm sure you're hoping to get done this session. Do you think it can get done this session?
We are committed, and the Senate leadership has stated that they are publicly committed that we are not complete with this session, nor are we prepared to leave until we have reformed the Medicaid system. This system is growing, expected this year without expansion, at about $300 million. It would be about $450 million in growth next year without any changes in the services. That's with coming in. That's greater than the additional revenue we anticipate to get in the system, so that everything we do in the budget is now having to be cut and controlled so that we can continue to pay for the Medicaid system that's going forward. And we just don't see that as something we can allow to continue going into the future.